AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris has a message for people in Texas and some mid-Atlantic states.
I know they can't see us right now because they're without electricity.
The vice president was on NBC's Today Show talking about the severe cold that has left millions without power.
The president and I are thinking of them and really hope that we can do everything that is possible through the signing of the emergency orders to get federal relief to support them.
Many of those people without power are in Texas. Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service is not offering any relief.
There's really no let up to some of the misery people are feeling across that area. As we go on later into the week, Thursday, Friday, the temperatures are still going to be below average across Texas. We start to see some warming Saturday into Sunday.
The state's electric grid has struggled to keep up with demand during the storm. Retail sales jumped more than 5% last month, helped by the infusion of $600 economic stimulus checks. At a town hall meeting in Milwaukee, President Biden is reframing his goal on reopening elementary schools. He says they'll be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. Washington Governor Jay Inslee says it's in motion there.
We are opening our schools for in-person instruction, and this is such good news for our students. We know that in-person instruction is the best way to do instruction. It's best for the teachers, it's best for the students, it's best for the parents.
The state of New York is suing Amazon, claiming the company failed to provide workers with a safe coronavirus-protected environment at two of its warehouses. An AP review found executioners sanitized accounts of deaths toward the end of the Trump presidency. One likened the process of dying by lethal injection to falling asleep and calling gurneys beds and final breaths snores. 13 people were put to death at the end of the Trump administration. This is AP News. Rafael Nadal is out. It's among the developments at the Australian Open.
Jennifer Brady has won through to her second consecutive Grand Slam semifinal, following up on her US Open run last year by reaching the Final Four in Australia for the first time. She did it at the expense of fellow American Jessica Pegula, coming back from a set down to win 6-1 in the third. Her reward is a showdown with surprise semifinalist Karolina Muchova, who came back from a set down to beat top seed Ash Barty. The men's fifth seed, Stefano Tsitsipas, came back from two sets down to beat Rafael Nadal in five. He next faces the fourth seed, Daniil Medvedev. I'm Graham Agars.
Two men are accused of pretending to be federal marshals and flashing phony credentials to get out of wearing face masks at a South Florida resort hotel. The scheme collapsed when one employee thought the two were acting suspicious and called police. One employee said her cousin is a U.S. marshal and they would not act that way. Ed Donahue, AP News.